Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to Following On, and what a day it's been for England in Chennai. After winning the toss and batting, it couldn't have gone too much better. England finished on 263 for three, just a blow to lose Dom Sibley at the end there. Joe Root continued his magnificent form with the bat, scoring his 20th Test match 100, his third, incidentally, in the last three innings, while Dom Sibley did make back-to-back 50s in Test match cricket to back up that innings in Sri Lanka. As for the Indians, well, they were made to toil despite those two wickets in quick succession just before the lunch break. The rest of the day definitely dominated by the English batsmen. In the next 20 minutes or so, you'll hear the thoughts of Darren Goff, Steve Harmison, Gareth Petty and myself, Mark Nicholas. You're listening to Following On. Right, well, we'll start with Steve Harmison. We just heard from Goffey, but we're going to hopefully have Joe Root with us in a minute, by the way. But in the meantime, that is an innings of the highest quality by any standards, anywhere, in any era.
Absolutely, Mark. Yeah, words, I don't think words can put to what Joe Root's just done. Because of the Test match, it is the 100th Test match, everything that goes with playing the 100th Test match. We talked about before the day's play, the amount of work this kid has done leading into this Test match, the media work, all the stuff about his 100th Test match. To go out there and bat the way he did was just magnificent. So proud that, you know, I used to play cricket for England. I played alongside Joe Root in a first-class match, and this is the England captain. I'll tell you what, words fail me. This kid is amazing, and he's just played an amazing innings.
Gareth, you're a great admirer of technique, and there's no doubt the adjustments that he's made, and we'll hopefully get a chance to ask him about them in a moment, have come to fruition, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, from the start of his career, you would have said he's a beautiful classical player. And throughout everybody's career, you're just making minor alterations. And I think by his own admission in Sri Lanka, he said he made a couple of minor adjustments. Just looks dead simple. He's got his eyes level and he's just being a bit more side on. And I mean, he's an exquisite player. I can't echo what Steve said anymore. It really was just a fantastic innings.
And much less glamorously, if you like, Dom Sibley has more than played his part yet again, Goffey.
Don't go chasing balls with a new ball. Get past it and build some foundations for the rest of the batsmen to follow. Well, he's done his job excellently. I just feel for him, actually, because I think he deserved 100 the way he's played today. To come up against Ishant Sharma, the experienced, nearly 100 Test matches. Come up against Bumrah, one of the most exciting fast bowlers in world cricket. And Ashwin, we all know the record he's got in Test cricket, in world cricket, is right up there. And he played absolutely fantastic, and he was the perfect man to have at the other end to someone like Joe Root. Fantastic partnership.
Just so people get a feel for this dressing room wise, is it a real dampener to have Dom Sibley out the last ball before play ended?
Only because he didn't get to his 100. I think there'll be a disappointment and sadness, but he didn't go on and get the three figures. But it's an opportunity now. The good thing is, but Joe Root, the captain, the leader, he'll do the talking tomorrow in the team huddle before they go out and play. They're in a great position, but let's not throw it away from here. England, we just talked about the last series, they were getting 400, didn't want enough against India. When you get in, cash in, get big scores, they're going to have to go up to nearer 500 to give themselves a chance.
Steve, if you look at the day's play overall, do you feel India were disappointing?
I think they were disappointing. I heard Goffey talk about their bowlers and be slightly disappointed at how they've gone about their job. And to put a little bit more meat on the bones. I thought with the new ball, I thought Ishant Sharma and Jasprit Bumrah. Ball a touch wide to Dom Sibley. Let him find his off stump. Something that has been labelled at Dom Sibley where he doesn't really know where it is. Sometimes I actually think the government give him a chance to get in. I thought Rory Burns played beautifully until he had a brain fade. But again, I think Ashwin bowled okay. He bowled the way Ashwin does. I'll flip that over and think England batted beautifully against him. Ravi Ashwin, one of the best new ball bowlers in India, of taking wickets in India, one of the best bowlers in world cricket, has bowled 24 overs in two maidens. He's only bowled two maidens. England haven't let Ashwin settle. And when the other two bowlers have come on, Nadeem and Sundar, they've gone at them. And well, one's gone at three and over and the other one's gone at four and over. That tells me as much as India have been poor, England have been brilliant.
Would you say the pitch surprised you, Gareth, in that it played pretty easily and fairly slowly?
Yeah, I think we all expected a fraction more pace through on the first day, just a little bit more carry. We saw a couple of edges not carry, one a bottom edge, so that's probably not going to carry anyway. But that would have been the only thing. We expected it to be good for batting, we really did. And I think when the coin came down right for Joe, I think the whole of the country was sort of cheering and going, come on, what a toss to win. But you've still got to put in the performance, and I think it was almost faultless from England today, batting-wise.
I tell you one thing about him. I thought India in selection as well for the match, this match, were a little bit cautious. I think they genuinely were worried about this England team. I think what they've gone for, they wanted to have plenty of batting in there. They went for Washington Sundar rather than Kuldeep Yadav. I know we've talked about him, that mystery spin, that wrist spin they could have played. And it just goes to show the faith they have in Jadeja. He's a massive, massive loss for them. Him and Ashwin bowling together in all conditions all around the world are an excellent partnership. Probably the best spin partnership in world cricket. And they missed him today. They didn't go for the selection we thought. They've gone for the conservative selection and it's cost them. It's cost them on day one of this test match.
What about the dressing room now? The England dressing room is going to lean towards euphoria, really. You arrive in India, you hear a lot about how hard it is to win in India, the conditions test you, you have to go big in the first innings. Well, they've won the toss and they have the chance of going big. You keep control of that in the dressing room, I imagine, do you? Tell us what it's like in there right now.
I reckon there's been an amount of crossover from white ball to red ball. And there's a calmness about how Morgan's team evolved over the 4 or 5 years. I think that's rubbing off on the test team. Root's taking a bit of that. They don't get too high, they don't get too low. They enjoy each other's success, and they have to do now because there's a bit of a rotation going on, so they're not all going to play every game. There's a real togetherness, I think, that we're starting to see. And you can see emotion, but it's not too high, it's not too low, and it's all along the same path of we're looking to get 500. We're not happy with 400. We're not happy with bowling one maiden as a bowling unit. We want three, we want four. And I think that's just building a real unit together.
I think as well, I think you talk, I mentioned it a touch earlier in commentary that these England sides are winning, test match sides, are finding ways to win. And when you look at it before the test series started, if anybody was asking me what I thought prediction, I'd say India would win comfortably because of the way India play in their own back garden. Haven't been beat since 2012, 2013. They've got a very, very strong batting lineup. Match winning bowlers, you think India will win comfortably. But there is this thought in sport that if you get on a roll, winning is a habit, and winning from losing positions is a habit, and when you get into tough conditions and tough positions, you can get yourself out of it because you're getting yourself drilled into that sort of way. And I actually think this England side as a collective unit has found a way to win in many, many situations. We've been there especially on overseas tours like Cape Town and things like that. All of a sudden, that breeds confidence. So no matter what situation we get into, we can find a way out and we can win this game. And I think coming from Sri Lanka, the way England have played and the way Root played, I think the added confidence of playing on these sort of surfaces is no matter what you throw at us, we are in a comfortable position and we believe we can win. So fair play to England.
Tell us about Chris Silverwood. Goffey, you know him very well. He's the most understated coach. we very rarely hear from him. We very rarely see him. But this can't all be a coincidence, things beginning to come together since he began his reign.
Yeah, quite a quiet chap, Silvers. Got a good sense of humour, though. And He wants to create an environment where players can express themselves. When we were talking about football on Drive yesterday, we were talking about Kevin Keegan when he came in. He signed a good player and let him play football, right? And I think that's what Silvers wants to bring to the cricket. These are all good players. He wants them to express themselves. He wants to play their natural game as much as they possibly can. As long as that don't affect the way he wants his team to play and Joe Root wants his team to play. And that's what I'm talking about. It's about personnel. You've got two guys now going in the same direction. I came through a similar moment when we changed our coach and Duncan Fletcher come in and Nasser became captain. They both had the same ideas and where they wanted that team to go. And they worked so well together for many years. And I think it's going to be the same for these two guys. They've come in, they know each other, they both want the same things, and it's working well at this moment in time. It's got to carry on because this is a big series. This is only one good day. It's one good day. We've got India at home in the summer, and then we've got the Ashes. So we've got some big series coming up, but they're going in the right direction.
But Mark, you talk about dressing room and the messages from the dressing room. I've heard so far in the last 12 months, listening to Jimmy Anderson speak about improving. This kid's got, you know, he's got 600 test wickets. He played 150 tests. Stuart Broad talking about constantly improving. Goes to Sri Lanka, having taken 3 test wickets in 3 tours, to go and getting, you know, 3 and 8 overs on his first trip. Talking about improving because he's got to learn how to bowl the cutter better. He's got to learn how to get his wrist better. If these guys are improving, as well as Joe Root talking about improving his game after having a little bit of period off. This guy last 3 weeks ago went past Gower, Boycott and Peterson, you know, to be one of our leading run scorers. When you're sending messages and your 100 test capped players are saying, we're trying to improve, Dom Sibley, Rory Burns, all these guys at the bottom end, they're their careers, they're great role models for them. So that for me is a massive message as well from coming out of a dressing room.
Right, so Bats, there's no doubt that even in the modern game, which is so different, that relationship between players and coaches is still key. That unity that we hear a lot, the culture that we hear a lot about, that both captains Morgan and Root are persisting with, is all part of this journey.
It is, and it's understanding the individual person that is within the team, and everybody will be pushed in the direction that they want to take their game in. They'll be expected to keep moving forward. There'll be some non-negotiables, like certain fitness things is a non-negotiable and all this, but you want to be part of this journey. You want to get on this crest of a wave that we're starting to climb up. We're in a good place, so let's all buy into it together.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you because Joe Root does now join us from Chennai. Joe?
Hi, Mark, how are you?
Oh, very good. How nice to hear you. And it's first time that we can speak. And so I begin with congratulations on those two performances in Sri Lanka, which were a real pleasure to watch. I think that's the first thing to say. And secondly, your 100th test match and this morning receiving the silver cap, the pride you must feel, Joe.
Yeah, a huge amount of pride. Last night, the guys had a little surprise for me, and Some really, really nice messages from ex-players and some friends and family. And then Ben made a brilliant speech, which I'll hold dear and remember for forever. So it's really nice that the guys went to that length.
What was the little surprise? A gift or a party? Or?
No, just a few videos, a few messages from guys that I played with and some friends and family and things. It was really nice. And it was a nice bottle of wine in there as well, which I'm looking forward to at some point further down the line. But probably not tonight.
So the dream ticket, Joe, is to follow all of that up, the pride, the happiness, the dressing room, sharing that experience with them, with all the things that have happened today. I mean, what a day to win the toss, for the guys to bat so well, and for you to go on and make a sublime 100.
Yeah, as you mentioned, I kind of wish for it to go much better, to be honest. But I think having won what looks like could be quite a crucial toss, it's really important that we make the most of a brilliant day today. Thought Dom was exceptional, some good partnership from the guys up the top, and then I thought he played brilliantly. Probably felt a little bit of pressure coming out of Sri Lanka, even though he played well in that second game. For him to back that up again today will give him a huge amount of confidence. It is a bit of a shame that he couldn't quite get across the line tonight, but we're in a really nice position. So we've really got to make it count. We know how important first innings runs are here, and you know, the more wear that goes into that wicket, the longer we can keep them out there. You know, that will all play into our hands, but we've got to do the hard work in this first innings.
I haven't seen you for so long. I just want to ask you about the development of your own play, because I'm going on what I've read and the work that you've done on your own game, and particularly the fact that you've watched quite a lot of footage, A, of yourself and B, of other players. That's obviously a very intense way to go about things, but so nice for you to have had the time at last to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think it was important I tried to use that. Obviously, last year I was disappointed with the returns that I was giving to the group. Didn't think I was getting the best out of myself, and I wanted to go away and work on a few things. And I feel like I've done that. I've looked at some of the best players in the world, the likes of Smith, Williamson, Virat himself, and tried to take, you know, the way they try and construct certain parts of their innings, the way that they play the ball as late as they do, and the way they try and think a bit more like them at times. And feel like I've found a method which, over the last couple of games, has certainly worked. It's going to be important to keep evolving as a player. You can never really stand still, but you know, try and make the most of it now whilst I feel in good touch.
No one happier than Ted Dexter, you'll be amused to hear, Joe. He says he's never seen anybody play better against spin than you have in these innings. I just thought I'd pass that on from a former England captain that we both know. Joe, just a word on Dom Sibley getting out. You know, it's such a painful thing to watch when a guy's put so much into an innings. In any way, does that dampen the dressing room, or does everybody come out of that fine?
Well, of course, it would have been the ideal scenario for us to get through tonight unscathed and only two down. But for us to sit, if you'd have given us this position at the start of the day, we'd have definitely taken it. I think it'd be wrong to look too much into the dismissal. And the way he played was outstanding, and he deserves a huge amount of credit for that. And should take a lot of confidence moving into the rest of this series, which is going to be a real big one. So. Like I say, we're really happy with the position we're in. We've just got to make sure we match it or better it tomorrow and make this first innings count.
Well, Joe, we're all thrilled for you. We thank you so much for your time, because I know it's the third or fourth interview you've done. But we really appreciate your time. And much better than that, we really appreciate the way you bat. Thanks very much for a great day and a great 100 test matches so far. Good luck as you go through this match.
Thanks, Mark. Real pleasure. Thank you.
Well, interesting, Joe, you know, a great thinker about the game. Cricket Nuffy, wasn't he, as a boy, Goffey, and one who's dreamt of such things probably all of his life.
Well, I talked about it. I did something the other day, and coming through as a young kid, we talked about it on commentary, but he found it very hard to get the ball off the square. He was quite small as a youngster. He got into the England under-19s in a strong side, by the way, in 2010. I think it was, and they went to a World Cup and they had a shocker. I think they finished eighth, and he didn't have a great World Cup. I think he got 20 or 30 runs in his six knocks. But since then, I mean, 2011 started with Yorkshire, he has been out of this world. His first 36 tests, first-class matches, he got about 400s, and that's when they picked him for England. And some hundreds on there, he got 160 against Sussex, which was out of this world. And he just gets better and better. And there's certain players, you know, where you think at county level, yeah, they're good players, they'll go on and have a good county career. And it just goes to show it's about opportunity. You can see something in a player and think he'll be good, but when you see him at test level and they just keep growing and getting better and better, as he's doing now, still, after 100 tests, he's getting better and better. It's brilliant to watch. Because Vaughan was the same, where you thought, yeah, he's all right. And then he gets to test level and he, boom, he rises with it. Triscothic, exactly the same. And Root is in that bracket as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's the best English-born batsman that I've seen.
Amazing.
I saw that innings, I think it was 2012 at Headingley, his first 100. I think that's right. I'll be cross if it isn't. And I watched it sort of in wonder, really, because of the poise, the tempo, the ability to control the tempo, even at that young age, the understanding of the opponent. Now, every career has its little ups and downs. I think leading England probably has taken more out of him than he might imagine it would have done. It's probably a progression he had assumed would be pretty straightforward. Everything else in his cricket career had slotted into place. But leading a cricket team at international level is so mentally draining. And I think that probably took him a bit of time to work out. And you probably do put your batting aside while you're trying to work that out. But now you can see it all clicking into pace, can't you?
Yeah, and I think the tempo you mentioned there, Mark, I think that's his biggest quality, his ability to assess the situation when he needs what his team needs, the innings his team needs to be played, and his ability to go and absorb or go and counteract is his biggest quality, because he's got if you've not got the shots, you don't play Test match cricket. I think the mind is where to go, and I played with him against Hampshire. And Goffey are making noises here. I played with him at Hampshire when Goffey, you mentioned, in 2011 as a washed-up old fast bowler who got brought out of retirement for dizzy. And he told me about two or three of these young kids. And I was like, in awe of what I was watching. We played on a corrugated wicket at the Rose Bowl. And we got 320, of which Joe got 200, and I'm thinking, well, I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, well, he's going to get a pretty 30 and then get out. And he just kept going, and he kept going, and he kept going, and I was thinking, this is what, I've never seen anything like it. His tempo, his balance, everything about the way he constructed his innings at such a young age was mesmerizing. And when people ask me, did you think he could play for England, or did you think he was going to play 100 tests, I'll always go back. I seen him at 19 and I had no doubt whatsoever that this kid not only had the game, he had the temperament to do that. And that, for me, is what makes the quality of our England captain. That interview he's just doing with you, Mark, the way he spoke, the composure he talks about the game, the love he's got for the game, his ability to give time for people is what makes him a great ambassador for this great game of ours.
Yeah, I think you just touched on there, his human side is what is going to make him a very, very good captain. I think he's already a good captain, but players are going to play for this man. They see him trying to get better as a human being. He cares about his team. He was quite effusive there about Dom Sibley, wasn't he? He was trying to pump his tyres up a little bit. He was trying to almost deflect it about his day. He was trying to make it Dom Sibley's day. That's a real quality in a human being when really we want the stars ourselves, but to push that onto others within your team, I think that's a great leadership quality.
It is, and like I say, when you're around it, and I've seen it, and you're around that team, and you see what the influence Joe has on it, there's no one else who could be captain at this moment in time. I'm not saying there won't be in a year or 2 years' time, but when you're around it, you see the influence he has on every other player, Joe Root. But you've probably got a point on it, and I think he knows it. He might have been struggling a little bit 12 months ago with a couple of niggles, and sometimes he could have been a little bit moody, and it might have affected his play because he was tired. Because it does take a lot out of your captaincy, whatever level you're captain at, and especially England. But he's come back. He looks fresh to me at this moment in time.
But Mark,
I mean, since he's gone to Sri Lanka, he's fresh.
When you talk about captaincy, Mark, and you know more than most, because you captained a hell of a lot in your career, are you a success or a victim by the team you've got and the players around you?
You're certainly better with the best cattle. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I think you can certainly make people play better within the remit of their ability. And I think you can do that by building confidence, by giving people responsibility, by looking at the positives in their game rather than the negatives, and looking at the negatives in the opposition, the opportunity before you rather than the positives in the opposition. I think there's lots of ways you can work on it. And I think the clear thing that Morgan and Root have done, sort of if we took two captains of England over the last 2 years together, is work on positives. Send messages that tell you to explore your talent. Explore it, expand it, expose it, and enjoy doing so. And you need to be a certain type of person to do that, and they pick those certain types of people. One or two have chosen to be a bit reticent. You see a great talent like James Vince, but he seems reticent to expose it on the big stage. You see somebody with less natural talent, like Dom Sibley, very keen to expose his talent on that big stage. And some days he gets stick for looking ugly, but making ugly runs matters every bit as making pretty runs, because in the end, they're runs. You know, so I think the answer is yes. I think you can improve performance. I think it's been a terrific day. Thank you all for tuning in, and it's great for us to be back on air. We've loved every second of what's truly been Joe Root's day. If you think it through, to come off the back of Sri Lanka, and then to come to Chennai, to go into isolation for 6 days, to have 3 days to get ready for the game, to have a last-minute injury to Zach Crawley that just marginally upsets the apple cart, to pick a side, to win the toss, to choose to bat, knowing how important it is in India, and then to go out and make 100 yourself in your 100th test match, that, folks, is one of the great achievements in the history of our sport, and I'd argue all sport. We hope you've enjoyed the day. That's the Following On podcast. Until tomorrow, then. Bye-bye.
That is short, it's wide, and Sibley hammers this through backward point, and that will run away for four.
Boom, and it's off it goes.
Burns, who dances down the pitch, and drives in through wide mid-arm with some elegance, you have to say. Four more to the total.
Who do you reckon last had a haircut, Rory Burns or you?
No, I reckon Burnsy. Burnsy's got a terrible lid at the minute. Terrible.
And that will be 50 for England.
Now a reverse sweep, and he can't be serious. He is. He's gone. Reverse sweeping.
It's a big breakthrough for India. Big breakthrough for Ashwin. Disappointing for Rory Burns.
Oh, LBW, is it? Yes, it had to be. Nips back. Brilliant. Really good from Jasprit Bumrah. Dan Lawrence has to go. And now roots forward and drives nicely through extra cover. Oh, he's down the pitch and drives wide of mid-on. Almost perfectly for four.
Flicked away through the leg side. Beautiful shot. Oh, Dom Sibley, so good on the leg side.
And that will be the run that takes Dom Sibley to a very, very hard-earned half-century, in fact. He's come back for a couple, so he goes to 51.
Ashwin into him.
Oh, that's a glorious shot off the back foot. A punch through extra cover, and it's going to go away for four. What a shot that is from Joe Root. Back-to-back boundaries.
If India win the series 2-0, 2-1, 3-0, 3-1 or 4-0, then it would be India through. So,
sorry, I missed that, Mac. Can you just run through that again?
He's lost me. Can somebody pass me another sandwich? 50 for Joe Root.
And his 50th 50 in Test cricket.
Oh, my goodness me. Isn't that a joy to watch? Root eases into a cover drive. Something from the classics there.
Oh, blimey. I think there's a cat just walked in the room. What a shot that was. Beautiful.
Four more to the England captain. That takes him into the 90s. He is cruising at the moment.
Round the wicket is Washington Sundar. Yeah. And he works it off his body with great simplicity. Joe Root, in his 100th Test match, is captain of England today, kissing his helmet and knowing that he's on the march for his country. A magnificent performance.
Here's a five. Ooh, oh, slog sweep late in the day from Joe Root. He's hit it beautifully. Oh, my goodness, it's gone all the way.
He's got crumb.
It looks like someone shot him as well.
He's got crumb.
He's hit it for six and he's gone down. Oh, it's cramp in the left calf. Ow, ow, ow.
Here's Jasprit Bumrah.
Oh, big in-swinging Yorker. And it's an LBW appeal. The finger's gone up.
Ooh.
What a delivery. Suddenly, Jasprit Bumrah finds some swing. Oh my goodness, Dom Sibley is trapped on 87.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.